I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on CSN. We hit the skins coming up at 7. Comedian Jim Brewer at 9:20. Do want to remind you, our summer dress party is coming up Saturday, August 26th. It starts at 4. It's brought to you by Corona. Find your beach. Get more details now at thefandc.com/summer.
It's funny you mention Jim Brewer's going to call in. So I went to see, we went out to dinner on Friday night. And remember, Friday during the day, we had Tony Rock in studio. And we've had Tony in studio, I don't know, 4 or 5 times over the last decade or so. And I've always enjoyed him. But I haven't seen him in concert yet. And just from talking to Allison, who owns the Improv, she was just talking about how he killed on Thursday night, and he just got so good. And I was really intrigued.
Told you, he was on fire, EB.
Right.
The Nubs Rock?
Cakes. He might, he is so good. So I've always liked him, and my wife and I had dinner plans with another couple, good friends of ours. And I didn't want to cement anything with her when she was here. She said the shows were already sold out.
Right.
But she said, you know, of course for you, if you text me or something, I'm sure we can make something work.
You give me the silly Goodfellas treatment. They bring the table in and plop it down right in front of the stage.
Well, that's exactly what they did. They didn't do it right in front of the stage, but they do it out in the back.
Yeah.
And so I kind of kept that in my back pocket. Mm-hmm. We actually had dinner in Cleveland Park. It's like 10 minutes from the Improv.
Close by.
So we're sitting there, and right after our main course is there, I kind of floated out to the other couple. I said, you know, I have a long-standing relationship with the Improv.
If we want to hanging?
We were having a great time. Right. If you guys want to go see Tony Rock, one of Chris Rock's brothers tonight, I could probably get us in.
Right.
And it's a little awkward because it was literally 45 minutes before he was going on for his second set.
Mm-hmm.
And I just texted, hey, Allison, I know this is last second, but I got another couple here, and we could just stand by the bar in the back. You don't even need a table for us. If that's doable, let me know. If not, no worries. It's all good. Like, it's a very uncomfortable text because you're putting pressure on them, and I don't want to put pressure on them.
Yeah.
But I rarely do it. I hit up Allison a few times a year, if that.
Right.
And she hadn't responded in like 10 or 15 minutes. We're getting closer and closer to
right.
it.
Started about to pay the bill.
Paying the bill. And I actually just tested, you know what? It's all good. No pressure. Girls are hungry for dessert. We're going to go get some ice cream.
Right.
But then, you know, we'll do it next time. And she said, are you sure? I was just firming it up. We've got ice cream there. We got apple pie a la mode.
Oh,
we got
silly.
And I go, she goes, really? And I go, all right, we're coming.
Cool.
So we do the last second thing. We park. We get in literally about 5 minutes before it's about to start. We're sitting right near Tony's entourage and some of the other comics' entourage.
Now, 5 minutes before the opening act?
The opening act. And there ended up being...
Because sometimes you want to... sometimes opening act's not great, but my experience is sometimes you're just surprised. Like, holy crap, that guy's good. Never heard of him.
I haven't heard any of them. They were all great.
Well, didn't he have his brother?
His brother, Jordan.
Yeah, and he says his brother's great.
He says he's
another
the
one?
They have like 7 of them.
Yeah, you weren't here on
he
Friday.
He said he's the funniest one.
Really?
Jordan Rock. Jordan Rock, by the way,
so
is
Jordan
probably
Rock,
smaller than Kevin Hart.
And he opened
He was the last guy before Tony.
He's only 23 or 24.
Yeah,
so
just
a
kid.
Perspective.
Believe me, he was funny. He's all into weed, and his whole thing is about weed and porn.
Right.
But it was up my alley. It made me laugh.
Right.
All the comics were great. But I was waiting for Tony.
Sure.
And when Tony got on stage, he absolutely blew us away. My table, I could say this for a fact, my wife and I were crying throughout the set. Now, it was a lot of racial humor, so you got to be into that.
Mm.
I personally love racial humor. I think it's the greatest. I love when brothers make fun of white people and make fun of themselves. I just think it's the greatest.
And he said it was all new material. Like, he writes material just for DC.
He started out the show with a bit. I'm sure he's done this before, but a bit about the Chinese guy that got pulled off the plane.
Okay.
And about how they were looking for brothers, and brothers were guarding their seats, and they were looking for white people, and white people were about ready to write their letter to United to complain. And then they found the Chinese guy who was like, you know, like a typical Chinese guy, not, you know, avoiding eye contact, looking out the window, and then they dragged him through. Boom, 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 boom. I mean, it was just the funniest opening bit. And then he must have done 45 minutes to an hour, and I had tears throughout the set. His stage presence was unbelievable. I thought the material was awesome. He's so good. He had the crowd just eating out of his hands. He worked in a little crowd work too in the middle of it. It was an unbelievable show. My wife came back to me, and look, she's not a grizzled comic veteran where she goes to shows all the time. She said, that was the funniest show I've ever been to.
Wow.
Tony Rock ruled this weekend at the DC Improv. It's one of those things now where I think I have to see him every time he comes into town.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen him when I was walking out, because I probably go to, you know, 3 or 4 shows at the DC Improv every year, but now with the baby, things have definitely peeled back on nights. You know, we don't have like a locked-in babysitter. We're still too young.
Well, as the baby gets older, you'll get out.
I gotta tell you, that kind of surprises me.
Really?
Yeah.
That he was that good?
Yeah.
He was.
I mean, I'd never seen him before.
Neither did I. And he comes in here.
I'm just basing it off of the times that we interact with him.
Well, when he comes in here, he's so nice. He's so laid back.
Yeah, he just chills.
He's
not trying to make us laugh.
He's not trying to do his set the whole time.
He's not. And Allison has said he's so down to earth. You know what I mean? And that's so true. Because he comes in here, he's just like one of the guys. When he goes up on stage, he just becomes a boss.
But there's a reason he sells out the show. I've told the story many times before, but when Cakes and I don't think you guys were there, went for the O&A Comedy Virus.
Right.
And they had all these big names like Bob Saget, Jim Norton. Carlos Mencia was the last act, and a bunch of people left because they thought he was Carlos Menstelia or whatever. Mm. They say he stole material. But then he had them eating out of the palms of his hand to everybody who left, and it was like, there's a reason that guy is the number one dog. And there were, Louis C.K. was part of that thing. It was Louis C.K., Jim Norton, like all these heavy hitters.
Right. There's something about stage presence when you know how to handle a crowd and just, he's just so confident.
So your friends enjoyed it too?
Oh, they had a blast. Now, I'm not sure, they're smarter than me, so they may not enjoy some of that humor as much as I do.
Right.
You know, it's kind of, you know, racial humor.
They're not into sophomoric humor.
I mean,
what's wrong with them?
I love racial humor.
PG County boys love racial humor.
Sure. Yeah.
So, I mean, I was just, and I have to say, the audience for that particular show must have been 97% brother, but it was great. I mean,
you know what's funny about that? I went there a couple
years
ago.
We came in our minivan. We couldn't have been whiter. We came in our minivan.
I went out with another couple who happened to be black. And my buddy, Peter, who's Jamaican, and his wife's name is Chikandi.
Yeah.
She grew up here in Greenbelt, whatever. And it just so happened, it wasn't intentional, like we've gone out with them and it was like, hey, let's do something different. Let's go to the comedy club. And we went and it was Cheryl Underwood.
Right.
And I just said, I was like, look, I didn't pick this act because she's black.
Right.
Because we're hanging out.
You didn't explain yourself.
But I felt like I kind of did. Right. It was like, we're going out with the black couple. Let's go see a black comedian.
Right. Well, I couldn't have picked a better way to sort of end the evening. It was awesome, and I can't wait to do it again.
So thank you. I always have a good time when I go to DC Improv.
Thank you to Allison for the last second hookup. I texted her several times over the weekend because I really did feel guilty asking her basically 30 minutes before the show to squeeze us in.
The only show, and I've been to probably 25 shows over at the DC Improv, the only show where I left disappointed, I think I went with Cakes and his wife actually years ago, Richard Lewis, who's a legend, and for whatever reason, I was
he
like,
was just a dud.
You were
you remember
it?
That?
He's kind of a rambler.
Yeah.
Well,
he's a legend. The guy's an icon. The guy's been doing stand-up for 30 years.
When he came in studio, I think he came in studio once or twice.
He's coming a couple times.
I thought he was great.
No, he's great. He's manic, but then when, like as Cake said, he seemed to, and I don't know if
he's
just
very strange.
He was rambling.
He is strange.
He would start a story and he'd go on a tangent and he didn't finish the story and then he'd maybe come back to finish that like 30 minutes later. It was just, and whoever was the second act that day, I remember thinking, that guy was better than Richard Lewis. Maybe Richard Lewis lost his fastball.
You see who's coming August 18th through the 20th? Damon Wayans Jr. You think he's not funny?
He's coming to where? Improv?
DC Improv.
That's what it makes you do. When you go to a show like that, you immediately go to the website and you go, sure. Who else is coming?
Right.
Well, is there any chance? We got to work on this. All right. Chris Rock is four nights at the MGM. Is there any chance we get Chris Rock in studio?
Zero.
That's almost impossible.
Why would he?
He doesn't need to sell tickets.
Why would he waste his time in here?
Because his brother did our show. Yeah.
He's so good.
Unless Tony called Chris and said, hey, these guys are good.
0.1% chance.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, look, we have a good in over at MGM. Now, we may not know who the director of entertainment is. No. We gotta work on that.
He doesn't need to. Guys like that, they just don't need to. They're too big.
Yeah, but a lot of times we have people who don't need to. You act like Frank Caliendo needs to sit in with us.
Frank and Chris Rock. It's just a different level. Frank is just known. We know Frank before he really blew up. It's a little bit different.
Yeah. And then Frank just really likes us.
Yeah, Frank's just a good dude. We've known him. When you get somebody at the peak of their powers like Chris,
he doesn't care.
He doesn't need us.
I just think Frank, it's just always been part of his grind.
It is, and Chris Rock don't have to grind like that. Chris Rock says he's doing a show. 10 minutes later, it's sold out.
Right. I get it. Yeah. I get it. He's doing 4 sold-out sillies at MGM National Harbor.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's worth a grasp. Just saying.
Yeah, I mean, you could put a call in.
Just like cakes on the boat. You got to throw out the fishing line.
Well, usually
you may be waiting a lot.
Usually you don't get a nibble. You just look at the rod and hope it bends over like this, but it doesn't. It just stays up like this.
So Tony Rock brought it.
Tony Rock was awesome.
I'm going to go see him next year.
Yeah. Can't recommend him enough.
All right. Coming up next at 7 o'clock, the Redskins have a preseason game on Thursday. A lot to get into. We hit the Skins here on the Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.